joys, concerns, and praises this morning? Any joys, concerns? Jamie.
So we spoke with Howard yesterday, and he seems to be doing really well. And last weekend, we weren't sure whether he was going to continue with physical therapy, but he's still pushing through it. So we're just thankful that he seems content where he is and willing to do with it all. I'm telling him to. I am traveling to Nashville, theoretically by Delta on Thursday and Friday. I'm hoping that the air controllers have all come back to work.
Amen to that.
A smooth flight. And Craig's boss's wife, Kathleen, I mentioned several weeks ago with heart issues. She is scheduled to have her procedure down at Shands to try to determine exactly what's going on. We think that there's probably going to be an ablation in the pacemaker.
Ooh.
But just prayers for that.
Amen. Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Anybody else? Linda.
Well, I don't know. We all stop and think sometimes about all the people that are homeless.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'm thanking God that Ethan Pritchard is out of rehab, and I'm going to continue to pray that he can walk.
Yeah.
And just all the people in Jamaica, and just we're surrounded.
Thank you.
Okay, continued prayers for my mama. I had two aunts that have been to the hospital. One went home yesterday. She had some colon removed. They had her colon removed for diverticulitis. The other aunt went in. She was falling. She had UTI and severe fluid in her legs. Mama, 3 days ago, was going to be bedridden, and my sister prayed with her, and he had a long talk of encouragement, and told her, if you don't start doing the therapy like they want you to do, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be in this bed the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. The next day, the nurse called my sister and said, we're putting your mom in the very room. She's walking around the hall now. She's going to other people's rooms and taking their stuff. I'm like, hey, you're right. So now she is really pushing herself with her own therapy. They're not even working on her lower extremity, but she's doing that with her own now with the talk and praying session. And it's like, praise the Lord for all of it.
Yeah. Now you're going up there next week, right?
Well, this week.
Or you're going to leave.
Tuesday,
but you won't be here next Sunday.
We will not be here next weekend. Okay. We're going to go there and then over to his daughter's in Virginia.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Be back. Okay, great. All right. Linda.
Safe travels for my younger brother. He and his wife had to drive to St. Louis yesterday for a funeral. And they'll be coming back tomorrow.
Good. Yeah. Thank you for all the people that are traveling. I think, the way I understand, they're starting to get back a little bit more, whatever normal is. So hopefully, Janie's flight and the rest of these people that are traveling by airplanes, they can get around this weekend. So. Anybody else?
My younger brother is getting better. My older brother is still bedridden, but he's had a sense of humor right when he's seeing it this week. And his mind is there, so I just don't know really what he wants to do. And it's sad because he was always an active person. But he's doing well.
Thank you.